Local 107.3 FM presents the mixtape.
Welcome to the mixtape. My name is Brian Cleveland, and I'll be with you for the next 2 hours, bringing you the latest and greatest in new Canadian music and more. We're going to jump right into the tunes here and get you started with some fantastic music. We're going to start off with an artist who has had a pretty strong foothold in the independent rock scene in Canada for about 15 or so years. A Toronto-based artist who is known for being a member of the Carnations, which was a pretty seminal independent rock group in the late 90s and early 2000s, and broke up in 2004. He then moved on to the Small Sins Project, which is basically a solo project of his, and he put out a few records under that moniker before moving on to putting out his brand new record on February 5th of this year called What We Want. It is Thomas Darcy, who is now recording under his own name. We're going to hear a track off of that record, which is called Talking on the Phone. And then we're going to move over to Matty Powell. And this is an artist that I don't know a lot about. This is his debut album called Kiss the City. And he is a Toronto folk artist. And we're going to hear the lead track on that record called The Creek. We're moving on to the final track of this set by Erin Propp with Larry Roy from her debut record called Courage My Love, and the song is called He Cries the Breathing. Erin Propp is a singer-songwriter from Winnipeg, and this is her first full-length record, which is accompanied by veteran jazz guitarist Larry Roy. So stay tuned. All kinds of great stuff coming up here on the mixtape, brought to you by Local 107.3 FM, the National Campus and Community Radio Association, and RadioForAll.com. Stay tuned. Here is Thomas Darcy in a track called Talking on the Phone.
Talking on the phone. so. I could tell you're not my Wonder Woman. Every day is a hard road, a hard road, a hard, hard road. So I pray, and I pray, yeah, I pray.
And that was soulful Winnipeg-based singer-songwriter Aaron Propp, accompanied by legendary jazz guitarist Larry Roy and band, in a track called He Cries, The Breathing, from her debut full-length record, Courage, My Love. Before that, you heard Toronto folk artist Matty Powell, and from his debut record, the lead track, you heard The Creek, and that is from the album Kiss the City. And starting us off, Thomas Darcy from projects such as Small Sins and The Carnations. You heard his new record, his first under his own name, and that is called What We Want. You heard a track called Talking on the Phone. You're listening to The Mixtape, brought to you by Local 107.3 FM, and across the globe, I should say, thanks to their website, localfm.ca, as well as the Program Exchange on the National Campus and Community Radio Association website, as well as radioforall.net, where you can download the show or set it up on RSS feed every single week. Coming out live to you from 6 to 8 p.m. on Local 107.3 FM on Wednesday evenings. We're going to move on to some selections from an EP that I played from back to front quite a few times when it first arrived early last week. It is from Jana Lauren, who is a Halifax-based songwriter, and this is the follow-up from her 2010 record Some Move Closer, Some Move On, again on Forward Music Group, which are a pretty cool label from Fredericton that you might know for releasing such projects as Cher and the Olympic Symphonium and other type projects, and also for recently beginning a new label called Backward Music, and we're going to play later in the program, so stay tuned, a selection from an album, a new album that just came out on Backward Music. But to tell you about this record, it was recorded back in June of 2012, over 5 days in recording sessions, which took place in a 19th century horse stable turned studio in Ontario called House of Miracles. It was engineered by Andy McGoffin, who has worked with the Constantines, Shad, the Hidden Cameras, Great Lakes Swimmers, and others. And she put together a band which featured J.J. Ipsum, who we've played on the program before, from his project J.J. Ipsum and the Paper Crown, Marshall Bureau, who you might know from the Pine Cones, and Justin Nace. Anyway, it's a really cool record. All fronts aside, I do know Gianna. I do work with her in the National Campus Radio Association Board of Directors, just to put that out there. But with that being said, that should hold no bearing on this record. I honestly, truly enjoy it, and I wouldn't play it for you if I did not. We're going to jump into the middle of this record, the 6-song EP, I should say, and play you songs 2 through 4, entitled Ghosts, Thread, and Bitches Brew. So stay tuned. Got all kinds of stuff coming up for you, about an hour and 40 minutes to go. You're listening to the mixtape. Here is Gianna Loren and some selections from her new EP called On Personhood.
Distance. stitches to mend. I've got a lot of
And that was three tracks from the brand new EP from a Halifax-based songwriter, Jenna Lauren, which is called On Personhood. You heard three tracks from that called Ghosts, Thread, and Bitches Brew. That is out on Forward Music, a pretty cool label that is based out of Fredericton and Halifax. And you can buy this record for $10.99. If you go to their website, you can pre-order the CD because this comes out on April the 2nd. As you could tell, it's a pretty cool collection of six songs. And yeah, I really enjoyed it. I listened to it from front to back quite a few times the day it arrived. Mainly because I know Jenna and I wanted to see what her new music was like, but also as a fan. And after listening to it once, I just knew that, yeah, I wanted to hear it a couple more times. It was really interesting. There's a lot going on there. And I really enjoy those songs, and I still do. So there's that. Earlier, before the musical break, we were talking about Forward Music Group, because, of course, as I just mentioned, that is the label this record is on, and that they have a new offshoot label called Backward Music, which is, of course, fitting, which is supposed to be sort of a more experimental side of their label, a more heavily curated label that focuses on giving a voice to some really high caliber, creative and innovative music that is, you know, fairly outside of the mainstream, and doing so with a very careful focus on presentation, aesthetic, and just, yeah, doing something quite a bit different. And one of their latest releases on that is a new record from a, I believe, currently in Halifax-based artist called Joshua Van Tassel, who does some, he's a little bit all over the place. It's generally fairly instrumental, acoustic, electronic, minimal folk music, electro folk, that sort of stuff. He was raised in rural Nova Scotia before studying music in Nova Scotia, Alberta, and Ontario, and then moved on to work with quite a few musicians across Canada. He's been known for working with Doug Paisley, Great Lakes Swimmers, David Miles, Roar of Wood, Justin Rutledge, and a lot more. And some of his music is also featured on an Outdoor Life Network, a couple of television shows. So that's pretty cool. He's definitely received a lot of critical acclaim from, you know, Kansas Community Radio Station, CBC, Now Magazine, all kinds of different stuff, and was nominated for Electronic Album of the Year at the 2013 East Coast Music Awards, which just happened recently. And come to think of it, I don't know how that award panned out, but I assume if he had won, I would have heard about it. So his new record came out yesterday, March 26, 2013, and it is pretty great. We're going to play a track from that album, of course, or why else would we be mentioning it? And it's mostly instrumental, aside from a couple of tracks, one featuring the previously mentioned Justin Rutledge, who I'm not going to play that track. We're going to play a track featuring Kate Rogers, which is called I Think You're a Salesman. But mentioning Justin Rutledge, we will play a song from his new record. It is his fifth record. If you don't know who Justin Rutledge is, he is a folk musician and singer-songwriter based out of Toronto, and this is his fifth album. He described the album as being inspired by the process of re-releasing his debut album, which just was last year, and that was the 2004 release, No, Never Alone, and he said that during the process that he decided to make a new album that revisit a lot of the themes and creative inspirations of that album, and Valley Heart was what came of that. Joshua Van Tassel's not actually involved in this record, but as you can tell from Justin Rutledge's involvement in Joshua Van Tassel's new album, obviously they are still on good terms. We're going to hear the lead track from that album, which is called Valley Heart, and that track is called Amen America. But before that, we're going to hear from Joshua Van Tassel. His new record, his third record, is called Dream Date. And here is I Think You're a Salesman.
Thank you.
change the world. I just like a moment of your time. I'm not here to change your life, but you got your moment. It's only fair that I get
child. I've seen you wrapped in curtains of light in the grasses, saddened and wild. Amen.
And that was the lead track from Justin Rutledge's new album, Valley Heart, called Amen America. Before that, you heard Joshua Van Tassel and a track from his record that came out yesterday called Dream Date. And that was a track called I Think You're a Salesman featuring Kate Rogers. And hopefully if I have time today, we'll also hear from Kate Rogers' band because their new CD is an album I really enjoy. Mostly over the first hour of the program, we've been playing artists that we haven't played on the show before, or at least selections from their new records. And with a little bit of time here before we take a quick break at the top of the hour, I'm going to play you some selections from records that we have heard on the program before, but different tracks, and mostly Maritime artists that I've really enjoyed with their fairly brand new records. This is going to include Wayne Hansen, Shotgun Jimmy, Penny Blacks, and David R. Elliott. And depending on how much time I have here, this may carry over into the next hour. But starting off, we're going to hear Long Way From Home, and that is from Wayne Hansen's debut album, Memories of East Africa, which you can purchase online by going to music.waynehansen.ca. Also, his official CD release, even though the record is available, the CD release, which is happening at Tagopika, is coming up soon in April. And I'll look up the information for that for you, but I'm sure you can also find it by going to Wayne's Facebook page, searching for Wayne D. Hansen, and that is his page profile for his music. So check that out. All right, here is Long Way From Home. You're listening to The Mixtape, brought to you by Local 107.3 FM.
Long way from here, and a long way from glory ever after. Lost and alone, meeting other lost souls, trying to find my own. Dust and dirt and sand, nowhere is my home. Mind wanders here or there, I'm a long way from, long way from here, and a long way from, long way from here, and a long way from, long way from here, and a long way from, long way from here, and a long way from home. Lying awake at night, prayer echoes through the town. Eyes fixed upon the ceiling, I hear every single sound. And time drifts slowly backward, something new is what I've found. This place is in my soul, a new family I have found. I'm a long way from here, and a long way from home. And a long way from, long way from here. And a long way from, long way from here. And a long way from home. I'm a long way from home. I'm a long way from
Last night lives forever.